Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 14th of July, and hazy morning on 31 degrees Celsius here in Auroville, with the promise of warm with sun throughout, high clouds and cloudy over the night. Temperatures from low of 27 to high of 40 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Humidity on 79%. Southerly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Over the weekend we might have occasional thunderstorms. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 69%. But for lovers of stars or astrologers, Delta Aquarius shower officially begins on July 12th with a nominal peak on July 28th and 29th. The shower is long and rambling. The best viewing hours are after midnight and before dawn, center around 2 a.m. Here in studio we have three students working with us on the radio within their service week before they will start with the school year 2016-17. Good morning, Noemi. Good morning, Arun. Good morning, Arjunan.
Good morning.
Welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
Although by now you are already familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
What you were guys doing this week?
We went around pretty much Arvo and interviewed random people.
Mm. About gaming.
That was Vox Pop, yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels good, and we finished it, so that's pretty awesome.
You satisfied with what you done?
Yeah.
Kind of,
that's a good word.
Yeah.
You're satisfied. You are future students of future school, right?
Yeah.
Can one of you explain me what is actually the community service? What is the purpose of this thing?
Honestly, I'm not really sure.
I guess to help the community, since ours was kind of planned, like, you know, to be that way, people helping out and volunteering.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
But actual purpose,
maybe
I'm not sure.
To know what Arvel is doing, what there's jobs there are.
How it can be useful. To that, also, it's linked my next question. What after the future school? What wishes you have, or what options do you have here in Arvel?
I wanted to move out of Arvel and go to America. Like, after 2 years of future school, I go, but now I'm not really sure.
Why would you like to go to America?
Because I wanted to become, like, an actress and all. So, there was a school that I was interested in over there.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not so sure. I will see where life takes me.
What about you, Arun?
I want to go to college, but I still don't know where or
you ready
what I really want to do.
Do you want to study?
Nope.
Just you seem more determined, yeah, what you want to do?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
None at all about, like, even the scope on the area of the thing you would like to do?
Just going to college, but I don't know what I'm going to study.
Mm. But you think the future school is going to prepare you for that, what you maybe will want to study later on?
Yeah, it'll help us.
Mm. What do you guys think about the Auroville education in general? You were born here, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to hear you two first, then.
I don't know, I don't have much to say. I don't really know how it's like in other places. So, for me, in Arvo, it's normal and it's good education and all.
But it was difficult, or you think it was really...
It was not really easy.
Cut for your pace?
But no, it was just my pace, it was good.
Mm. What about you?
I think that Arvel school is better than outer school,
mm-hmm.
because in outer school you have to just memorize the things what is in the book normally, and in Arvel they let us memorize the things what we understood,
mm-hmm.
like that.
So you're saying that this happens by just by understanding, you will also remember the things.
Yeah,
something like that. Arun, your experience is a little bit different, yeah? You had some outside schooling, some inside, right? So you can compare.
Not really, because then I never really went to school outside. Yep. That was kindergarten.
Oh.
So I was doing school year also.
Oh, okay.
But I guess also from, what I've heard, apparently, not only apparently, but here it's more open and a little bit more free, and it's a lot more strict in, some of the European countries. or anywhere else, I guess. And here also, I mean, okay, I'm not too sure how to explain it. Pretty much just more free than...
Yeah, but since its education is based on integral education, yeah? So you think your needs or your thirst for the knowledge or maybe the timing was fine with you to understand certain things?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And really curious, do you have any idea why at some point the youth of Orville really gets really bored?
The what?
You mean in Orville?
Yes.
Because
it's like somebody who comes from outside, he says the kids here, they have a paradise, the education is really tailored to them, and yet they are bored.
Because, as in like, I have a sister who's actually going because there's nothing really to do in Orville. As in like, if we want to like work in like a radio place or something, then it's good over here, but I don't know how to, I just don't know how to say it. It's like, there are more options, like, outside of Orville. Like, if you want a full-time job outside of Orville, like, at least for me, that would be better. But for now, I'm doing schooling, so, but otherwise, I think that's why.
Why do you do those things?
I guess, maybe because it seems it's pretty much the same all the time. And there's not much to do, because Orville's not such a big place.
And you have to do the same thing all the time.
But that's everywhere. What do you imagine that you work in a factory, you put one book from one...
But they'd also, I'd also be really bored there.
Of course, that's the thing.
So it doesn't change the argument.
And you think, I see the people go out and then they come back, yeah?
Yeah.
Or maybe you all need an experience to be out for something?
Yeah, maybe we just need to see how it is outside of Orville and how it actually is like out there, and then we can come back home.
For the sake of our radio team, did you learn anything this week? Or how it was for you guys? It was challenging enough, or you expected something else?
Didn't really expect much different. But I guess I learned a little bit of sound editing.
Mm-hmm.
And how a mic works.
Yeah, same. But the editing, I don't really have it down yet. I'm not really good at the editing. But yeah.
Let's practice. Thank you very much, and you're always welcome to stop by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alright.
Today at 7:30 p.m. at the Visitor Center, the French Pavilion presents Jacques Prévert's play La Tableau de Merveille in French with Alain, Antoine, Aurore, Cathy, Christophe, Emmanuel, Frédéric, Lison, Natasha, Reynolds, Sarah, Svar, Véronique, Véronique J, and Walter. Otherwise, tomorrow, Friday 15 and Saturday 16, you are invited to Capoeira workshop on Friday between 4 to 6 p.m. and on Saturday between 9 to 11 a.m. at Tippenham School in Theatre. Capoeira is a Brazilian art form which combines fight, dance, rhythm and movement. It's a dialogue between players, a conversation through movement which can take on many shades of meaning. So you are invited to discover what is behind the movement and the evolution of capoeira with the group of Jinga Saroba with Professor Samuka da India Conalonius. The workshop is free of cost for all. Both days can be attended separately and is open to all 14 years and above. It's oriented toward beginners, non-practitioners, and doesn't require any particular physical skill. Places are limited, so priorities are given to our villains and newcomers. And you can book at info@jingasaroba.com or you can call on 94883284355. University of Human Being and Consciousness is giving a series lectures of talk by Dr. Sedev Kumar, Bhakti Yoga and the Divine Adoration. And this series of lectures is based on his forthcoming book, 7,000 Million Degrees of Freedom, on the nature and mystery of the consciousness, with special reference to the Bhakti movement and in the context of studies and research in evolutionary psychology, quantum physics, neurobiology, and exploration of music. So this Saturday, we will listen to Seeds of Consciousness and the Ground of Being, the Bhakti Yoga, and the Poetic Sensibility on July 16 between 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Unity Pavilion. Fourth Orville Singing Festival 2016 Unplugged will be probably take place on Saturday the 8th of October at the Unity Pavilion. It will be more simple and modest and it will last only one evening. So they propose that participants perform alone or in small groups songs with a simple accompaniment or a cappella to reduce the load of technical installation. They reserve their SEMs the right to decline accepting songs which are not sufficiently in the Orville spirit. They would prefer the participants organize their own accompaniment as Rolf, Ananda, and Garrett may be able to help only in a limited. Application forms can be obtained by email from avsingingfestival@orville.org. And deadline for submitting application will be 14th of August. At Cinema Barat Nivos Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Race. At Ecofilm Club Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. we can see previews of short Sadhana Forest film. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. Zack Snyder, Man of Steel, made 2013. And tomorrow, Batman vs. Superman, again directed by Zack Snyder. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an East Asian romance, Blissfully Yours, made in Thailand in 2002 by director Achip Thong, Virasatakul. On Saturday, international comedy drama The Second Mother, made in Brazil in 2015 by writer and director Ana Moyard. At Children's Film Matinee at Sunday 4:30 p.m. still in Hayao Miyazaki. And this Sunday, Howl's Moving Castle, made in Japan in 2005. And at Lasse Hallström Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. Chocolate, made in USA, UK in 2000. And of course, directed by Lasse Hallström. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo we read, only by the ascent to the original truth can the deformation be healed and all the works of love, as to all the works of knowledge and of life, be restored to a divine significance and become part of integral spiritual existence. Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on orvradio.org.